Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and lights and fires.
One of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There's no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome to another edition of Dark Matters Radio, the best of UFOs tonight. This particular episode took place on May the 17th, 1994. And it's actually the first time that I had listened to my friend who was featured on this particular episode in years. His name? Russ Estes, who along with Dr. Bill Cohn joined me in studio that night to talk about one of the more troubling aspects of UFOs. And that is the hoaxers, the frauds, the scam artists that inhabit the field. Listening to this show while I was transcribing it brought a lot of smiles to my face because I recalled that we really had a raucous two-hour program that evening. I had forgotten the pain I felt when I found out that Russ had passed away a few years ago, actually in January of 2005. Estes was a very unique individual, a real character. Like myself, he was a fellow Vietnam veteran. He was also an accomplished artist in too many fields to go into at this point. It's true that he was a television producer, that he had put together and filmed one of the finest exposés of anything in this UFO field that I had seen in years. The name of that tape, that video, The Quality of the Messenger. One of the particular morons that both Russ and I had clashed with a number of years ago was a guy by the name of Harley Bird. You'll hear more about it in this episode of the show. But Russ really just simply allowed that guy to destroy himself in his own words. It was rather amazing to watch. But also, Rush was an accomplished musician and also an accomplished artist, painter, working also in other materials. If you're interested, you can find out a whole lot more about him on the web. But this particular episode is also important because my other guest in studio that night was Dr. William Cohn. Bill is a clinical psychologist. And along with Kevin Randall and Russ Estes, wrote one of the finest books on abductions yet today. And the name of that book is The Abduction Enigma. I'm going to have to talk to Kevin Randall, because I lost touch a number of years ago with Bill, to find out, but I am sure that The Abduction Enigma is still available. But look, enough of listening to me. On with this very enjoyable two-hour program of UFOs Tonight from May 17th, 1994.